Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with Rick Burslem. He is with the Sunrise Children's Services ministry here in Central Kentucky, but they help kids all throughout the state of Kentucky, help families. They want to be on the healing side, on the solution side, and he just shared a startling statistic yesterday that I was not prepared to hear, and yet that's why we do Hope Is Here, because we do want to give people hope. But unfortunately, Kentucky has the second highest rate of child abuse in the state of in the United States. And to think that the state of Kentucky is second, just it breaks my heart, breaks the heart of God. Yet this wonderful organization, Sunrise Children's Services here in Kentucky, is just doing things to try to help get healing for these precious children and for their families. We need healthy families. And if you missed yesterday's program, really want to encourage you. Our program is only 14 minutes long. To go to our website, that is hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out that program yesterday. Just Rick shared some really, really powerful stuff. Also want to encourage you to check out their website, sunrise.org, just like it sounds, sunrise.org, sunrise.org. Well, Rick, you know, we shared a little bit, but obviously in 14 minutes, we couldn't do a lot, but can you just share a little more just about what Sunrise Children's Services does? Because I know I was intrigued. I know we have a lot of listeners throughout the state of Kentucky that want to hear that too.
I appreciate it. Thank you again for allowing me to share what I think is near and dear to God's heart. And as you shared, Greg, again, the heart of God is, you know, it's towards these kids. And Sunrise, as I shared, well, we're about ready to celebrate 150 years. We've been in this business for a long time. So what do? We have four specific ministry components, and again, the fostering that we have thus such incredible parents. But let me give you a statistic. With that 9,800 youth that are out of home, what if, let's just estimate, for example, 6,000 churches. That's probably a low estimate. What if one church, two churches, or those churches would take in one or two kids, the foster problem would be solved. If we take a look at what the church is going to do and could do, you know, it's an imperative from God's heart that the church understands its role and its mission. You know, so that's something that we are a faith-based organization. We work with churches. We invite churches to come in and people who have the heart to help these kids. So the foster parents are heroes. They take these kids in. I just want to brag about our director of faith-based initiatives at the state level, Chris and Alicia Johnson. You know, Chris Johnson just came and joined with Governor Bevins and First Lady. They're heroes. They adopted seven, I believe, of kids of their own. They fostered over 20 kids. They just came up from Florida, and now they're directing and helping to coordinate with churches, with faith-based organizations, to help curb this and end this tide of families that are broken. So with the foster cares, with the residential cares, I shared yesterday that you know, we have these six facilities, and we can work up to about 120-plus young individuals. And then with those residential facilities, 24/7 care, you know, it's not home, Greg. It's not home. But if we had people that would come in and mentor, if we had people that came in and personally took an interest, when you think about, again, all the churches and locations, you know, the cool thing, we had an event up in Moorhead, and we have a center up there, and we asked some church pastors to come in. Some had never really heard of it in that area. And that's the other thing. Part of my goal is to help people understand who we are and where we are. But the Moorhead church community started to just getting involved. We have a Christmas program coming in, and we have 60 foster families in Moorhead. We have churches now adopting those foster families, giving Christmas gifts to them, and it's just the coolest thing when you see the body of Christ rise up. A third tier, so I've mentioned our residential, and our third tier of ministry is our family support services. huge. Our Vice President, Kenny Williams, is the consummate counselor. He's he's the one, along with our president, created the designation and the certification for behavioral health certification for our organization, way ahead of the curve of so many other residential facilities and organizations. And so we're able to go into homes. We're able to go into and have families come to us and just work with families. As I said, broken families need solutions. We also have the other component is when kids age out of the system and they turn 18, they need to have a place to go, and we want to give them a path of life. Our president, Dale Suttle, says, that path of life, the continuity of bringing consistency, giving them a path of either a career, of a educational option, either a two-year or technical or skill training or four-year. We still commit to these kids. We provide caseworkers. We provide mentorship. We provide funds. We want these kids to be successful. And the saddest thing is we have very high outcomes. But nationally and in other agencies, the outcomes are poor. Kids, when they don't go into independent living, they are funded to do so. They go back home, or they go into the same situation that they came out of. We have this saying at our organization, we want to make these kids to be taxpayers and not tax burdens.
Mm.
And
I like that.
It's just that's one of our hearts. It's hard to put it in an economic context, but that is it's an obvious context.
Well, I think it's reality. Jesus, he said he came full of grace and truth, and you guys are definitely providing a lot of grace and healing to children and families, and yet, at the end of the day, we all only have so many dollars that God's entrusted us with, and yet we need to make wise decisions with that, and I really like that quote because there is, unfortunately, an economic side, and the thing I know, through Hope is Here, I actually have I'm kind of running a halfway house, didn't plan on doing it, but have a couple of spare bedrooms in my house, and I've got a couple of men that have struggled off and on with addiction, one 39 with two kids, twins that are six, and another one that's 45, and the one that's 45, his son, who is an honor student and an outstanding soccer player, probably will be All-State this year, doesn't want anything to have to do with him, and so they have really not got on the solution side. And so the children you're talking about, I'm trying to help some adults, but you're helping the precious children. And I love that. Share more about what Sunrise Children's Services does. If you just tuned in, we'll remind you we're talking with Rick Burslem. He is with Sunrise Children's Services here in the state of Kentucky. You can find out all they have to offer at their website, sunrise.org.
So, and I appreciate continuing on, what our hope is to turn a life around. What our hope is to give that living hope. But, we have this institution called the church. And, Greg, this is the thing that I want to challenge every believer in the airwaves, but hopefully it's the spiritual airwaves that they're gripped by. Part of my job is to help churches and remind them that pure and undefiled religion is this from James 1:27, is to take care of the orphans and the widows. That's called public charity. That's called getting out there. And as I mentioned yesterday, three levels with sympathy, empathy, and compassion. Churches sometimes, it's they're sympathetic. And this is not a criticism. This is just, hey, wake up. We need to wake up because there is a time when in Matthew 25, God is going to judge. And that's a scary thought. We'll get to that in a minute. But so here we are as churches. We can be sympathetic and we can write checks, and that's fine. But it is so important to feel the very heart of God and the burden of God, because these kids, and as Greg mentioned, the gentleman that he works with in his healing center, these kids, broken families, broken kids, broken men, broken lives, there is a need for the call of the Church of God to rise up and no longer be sympathetic. Sympathy is not from God. Sympathy is often done out of a sense of guilt and obligation. Empathy comes from the heart of God that says, I feel that need. I want to take care of that need. And then it transitions into compassion. And that compassion does something. That compassion comes to one of our centers and mentors our kid. That compassion gives finances, not out of a guilt offering, but out of a sense that God, in and through His Spirit, has so affluenced so many people that the influence they can have is to continually help this organization provide the best for these kids. You know, I don't believe God believes in second best.
Amen.
And so His belief is eternal and spiritual, and He gave His best. And so, you know, here we are as Christians. We so often trade off, you know, the sense of obligatory, well, let's give a little bit of a dime in the offering when God says, give your heart. And that's... you know, we can talk further about, you know, the Matthew 25, what I call a very scary scripture. But one thing, Greg, and just to close out this session, certainly is people have asked, well, how can we help? We have our February 9th, George Foreman coming to the Keeneland Entertainment Center, and we're going to invite you there. And the title of that is Fighting for Hope. We also have Giving Tuesday coming up. If you look on our website, this is the challenge. You come on our website on Giving Tuesday, we have up to $20,000 matching right now, $20,000 matching. So your 20 means 40. Your 100 means 200. Your 1,000 means 2,000. Your 10 means 20. So, you know, here we go. God has blessed us with some donors that have said, hey, we're going to match these funds. Giving Tuesday coming up. Giving campaign, what we're doing with our giving campaign, we need funds for our, like our Moorhead Center. We have four kids that live in bunk beds, four girls. Now, come on, folks, let's talk about, if you have one daughter, if you have two daughters, they're living in the same room, you have four little ladies in there, come on. You know, that's just a need we have. Our Somerset, our Cumberland Adventure Program, needing funds to totally redo what we have as our orienteering course, ropes and high ropes and low ropes, and just things like that. Looking for people who have a heart for our ministry. Come in and serve these kids. It's hard. It is hard. These young people are broken, but you've got to have a heart that cares greater than their need and their heart. So, you know, those are some examples. Our giving campaign, a $10 million giving campaign, Greg, that's what we're going after. We're using our George Foreman event to launch our February 9th, our 150th year anniversary. We're doing a nine-city tour called our Dreams of Hope Tour. And so that's starting in through June, through December of this year.
Well, I love it. Lots of great things going on, as you've heard Rick Burslem share. He is with Sunrise Children's Services. They're based here in Kentucky, and just phenomenal stuff going on. And I know we all love children. We're coming up on the holiday season. And, you know, I just really want to encourage you to think about, hey, maybe I would like to be a blessing through your time, through your finances. But I want to encourage you, at least, I just want to actually challenge you just to take 45 seconds, go to their website, sunrise.org, sunrise.org, just like it sounds, sunrise.org, and just see all that they've been doing since 1869 with helping children in Kentucky. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.